Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roberto Ortiz. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bobby Estilella. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Pofal. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chili Gomez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Estilella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clift moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Estilella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive towards right. Lobbs chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Lobbs. Campbell moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Estilella fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campbell. Clift reaches second base with a double. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a fly ball into right field. Ortiz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chili Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. Two outs. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ortiz. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Judnick moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Estilella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Swift reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. Lobbs scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Spence moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spence scores. Vernon scores. Early moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Senators, 2. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Pofahl hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Early scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Senators. Chili Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuillan hits a line drive into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn juggles the ball. That's an error on McQuinn. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lobs scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 3, Senators, 3. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Pofile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Estilella hits a line drive into left field. McQuillan picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McQuillan. Campbell moves to third. Estilella moves to second. Jimmy Pofile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofile is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pofile is walked intentionally. Chili Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Estilella scores. Pofile moves to third. It's 5-3, Senators. Roberto Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-3 in the game. Ortiz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Bob Harris. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola bunts towards the mound. Winfields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gomez catches it and throws to first to double up Criscola. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Clift hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Biskin now pitching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Biskin covering, for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans pinch hits for Jake Early. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Evans now catching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Bob Swift. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.